You want to know the power of intercessory prayer? In this particular case, it's Twitter. All of us on the show, Glenn, Patrick, Matt, who produced the show, and I, all happened to see your tweet at the same time. And that's why you're on the radio with us this morning, where you talked about having Mass at a nursing home near the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin, and then going over to the shrine and then praying a rosary and the power of intercessory prayer, but also the power of sharing that on social media. Great way to evangelize. And here you are on the radio now talking about that power of praying for someone else. Explain exactly what was going on when you went over to have Mass at the nursing home that really inspired you to go over to the shrine.
Sure. Yeah, maybe before I get into that, as you talk about social media and the prayer intentions and everything, there's one person that really is very inspiring I've seen on social media, and that's Catherine Jean Lopez from National Review, that often as she posts, as she's going around New York, she'll meet a homeless person on the street or someone at the door of St. Patrick's, and she'll always put out a little message on Facebook, on Twitter, asking people to, you know, in your kindness, pray for this individual, and she'll give a name, and, you know, they're really struggling right now, and she'll give just a little story about that. And so all these people are getting prayers because of who she is and what she does and how she believes in the power of prayer. And it's just a wonderful way that we can truly use social media. And that's yesterday why I went to social media and thought that I wanted to share a little bit about what I had done, maybe just as a way to inspire other people in their prayer for others. So I went and I had Mass, as I do on the first Monday of each month, at a local nursing home. And it's right by the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, maybe about 5 minutes away. And just over the weekend, I had found out that a very good friend, like one of my best friends, found out that they had a cancer diagnosis. And so basically, I just wanted to go, and I had already gone on Saturday. I prayed for that person. I lit a candle for them on Saturday. But I also knew that I wanted to go yesterday. I'm like, I'm so close. I want to go pray for that person because they really need prayer. They're going to have surgery later in the month, and I just want to wrap them in prayer and God's love. And so that's what I did. And as I was praying the rosary and having written a rosary litany in which I modified the Hail Mary after the pattern of St. Louis de Montfort, kind of after the name of Jesus inserting a phrase, sometimes I adapt that and use it for my intercessory prayer so that when I am praying for others with the Hail Mary, I'll say something like, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for Susie and pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And so yesterday, as I was going through the rosary and praying for that individual, well, that's what I did with each Hail Mary, knowing that I'm intentionally praying for that person. Because sometimes, and maybe it's just me, but if I'm praying the rosary, sometimes I just feel, well, I don't even know if I really interceded for that person. I don't know if I prayed for that person. Just, you know, that maybe I got lost in it, or I didn't really intentionally pray, except maybe saying I'm offering this. And so it's just a way for me and all of the Hail Marys that I pray, really just to keep that person in mind and in thought and in prayer and really entrusting them to the intercession of Our Lady.
It's funny, you were talking about social media, Father Looney. Catherine Jean Lopez, who's very active on Twitter, just tweeted as she's walking into St. Patrick's Cathedral for morning Mass in New York City. And she says, opening the cathedral door this morning, a security guard said to me, "Welcome to our Blessed Lord's house at St. Pat's NYC." And while we may be able to do that if we're going to Mass and someone is at the door at the moment that we're walking in, it also suggests to us that we can look for those opportunities today to share the light of Christ with someone else in some way, shape, or form. If it's a hello, an encounter, a smile, whatever it might be. We're also talking about the power of intercessory prayer. And how do you pray for others? 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. How do you pray for others? We'd like to hear what some of your intentions are as you pray for others at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. A Holy Spirit moment, if you will, and this came out of a session that I was having with my spiritual director, and I realized, because he was asking me, well, you know, how you doing in these, you know, months, and now it's 2 years since the death of my mom, and I said, I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. He said, are you lonely? And I said, no, I'm not lonely. I said, I've got, you know, radio family, a big family here, and I said, I also have a family of people I pray for, And the words came out of my mouth. I said, I'm kind of a prayer machine. And he laughed, and I laughed as well. But it was just one of those moments where, you know, if you're having a couple of moments, or if you do start to go down that road of feeling sorry for yourself, you can use the gift of time God has given you to pray for someone else. And that just always turns me around if I'm going down that road, is to pray for somebody else, Father.
Yes, and, you know, so to pray for other people, and we always have those intentions in our mind and on our heart, and there are some people that have intentions that maybe they feel they have a charism for, that this is an intention that God has placed on my heart that I want to pray for all the time, and every day I'm going to dedicate myself to praying for that. I see it on social media all the time. There's a lady from Appleton that prays all the time for the clergy, and so she's really promoting prayer for priests and, you know, different prayer books and all of these different things, and really just sharing how God placed that mission on her heart. You know, for me, I know a lot of couples that were struggling to conceive, and so for me, that was an intention that became very near to my heart as I interceded, as I prayed for those individuals that I knew in my life who wanted the gift of a child, and so to pray for them, and I've seen actually some of them able to adopt, some of them actually able to conceive kind of very miraculously. And so all of these little prayer intentions that we have, the people that we know, they inspire our intercessory prayer.
We're talking about how you pray for others, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149, with Father Edward Looney from the Diocese of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and online at edwardlooney.com. Father, how do you find in praying for others that balance to not only pray for others, but pray for yourself?
Yeah, you know, when you go before the Blessed Sacrament, and sometimes it's, for myself, it's just saying, well, where am I at right now? What is my greatest need? And I think if we do that introspection ourselves, if we look deep within, we'll be able to identify how it is I need to pray for myself. That if I find myself very worried right now or very anxious, well, then I know that I need to pray for peace and for calmness, for inner tranquility, and that's a need that I know. Or, you know, maybe I am sick, and so maybe it's to say, well, I need to pray for my healing so that I can continue God's work. It's really having an awareness of ourself, and if it's around sin, well, then we pray for the grace of conversion and all these different ways that we can pray. And so it's the examination of conscience and the examination of consciousness that we might do, how we really look into our lives and see those areas where we need prayer, where we need God's grace. Just like your last guest was talking about how he needed the grace of God to overcome a certain sin in his life, and he realized, well, God gave him that grace already and that he wasn't making use of it. And it's through that reflective thought and our own meditation and prayer before the Blessed Sacrament that truly we receive that enlightenment.